From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Tomorrow, President-elect Barack Obama and his wife Michelle will be coming to the White House. They'll be given a tour of what will be their new home by President George Bush and First Lady Laura Bush. Then the two men will meet privately in the Oval Office. Senator Obama's election has ignited the passions and raised the hopes of many voters, especially African Americans. The Reverend Jesse Jackson wept openly when he listened to the president-elect give his victory speech in Chicago's Grant Park. Reverend Jackson joins us from Chicago to talk about the election and what lies ahead. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
We watched you. Tears were just streaming down your face as you watched Barack Obama give that speech. What was going through your mind at that time?
It was a joy of that moment, because as he stood there all majestically, I knew people in the villages of Kenya and Haiti and the castles of Europe and faraway places were hoping that this meant a new day for them. I saw them with all of their hope invested in President-elect Barack Obama.
Lots of things are said during a campaign. You actually made some controversial remarks about Senator Obama. You said he was talking down to African Americans by giving them moral lectures. You later apologized for those remarks. But what's your relationship with the president-elect now?
It's a good relationship, and I respect him so much. America made the right choice. You know, I voted for him six times, twice as state senator, twice as U.S. senator, twice as president. I was prouder each time that I had the choice to vote for him in primary and elections. And so that's behind us.
You've been a critic of White House policies in the past. Will you continue to speak out if you disagree with Barack Obama's decisions?
Well, if I do, I will. The good news about President-elect Barack, we can talk to each other. You know, we never protested except a way of being heard. Dr. King supported John Kennedy fervently. For the most part, they communicated. When it came time for March on Washington to get public accommodation bill, the politics of re-election did not allow Kennedy to support Dr. King, so we had to march. But not in hostility, but affirming a moral principle. But when you're operating with friends and allies, it's different than when you've been ignored, abandoned, and alienated. So whatever differences there may be, there'll be lots of talking and lots of efforts to communicate and not to be engaged in some confrontation.
Do you think the Republicans in Congress will reach across the aisle to work with President-elect Obama?
Well, I certainly hope they will, because President Barack sees the world out of a door, not a keyhole, and that's a good thing. But there are certain principles that he stands for. He said, fight a war, but don't fight unnecessary wars. That seems perfectly reasonable to me. He says the bridge collapsing on the top of the Mississippi River in Minnesota, levees collapsing at the bottom in New Orleans, this reinvests in our infrastructure. Now, not just a Democratic bridge, a Republican bridge, but an American bridge, an American levee. And I think keeping the idea above partisan politics under the high principles gives room to function. Because in the end, it's not about Democrats, it's about democracy. It's not about Republicans, it's about the Republic. And so long as you can keep the vision lifted higher than personal partisan stuff, the chance of making progress are greater.
Your son, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., served as national co-chair of Barack Obama's campaign. Yesterday, you spoke to Weekend Edition Scott Simon about whether he'd be interested in being appointed to Senator Obama's seat. This is what he had to say.
If the decision is based upon record, upon tenure of service, upon consistency in service, and loyalty to Barack Obama, which he will need on day one in the United States Senate, I would hope that the governor would give my record consideration.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is going to make that call. Reverend Jackson, what do you think about your son's chances of being appointed to the Senate?
Well, who do I know? I only know I have such a passion for him, and I'm impressed with his record. I have nothing more to say about it, and I approve that message.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is the founder of the Rainbow Push Coalition. He joined us from Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.